Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Hahn, the oldest pig and stupid world records. They're all coming up right after this.
In the paper I read, the news flash, Oprah Winfrey likes taking hot baths. Catherine Zeta-Jones likes being pregnant. Britney Spears admires Madonna. The metric system and blunt force trauma. They say Wayne Newton is finally eating solid food. Who gives a rat's lower digestive tract gives a pink opossum's duodenum? Who gives a swollen maggot colon? Not I, not I, not I, my friend, not I. David Hasselhoff once wore sweat socks. Gary Coleman kissed a musk ox. Frank Sinatra Jr. I'm not saying anything about him. Christina Aguilera likes to swear at ferrets. They say that Joan Rivers has had some plastic surgery done. Who gives a rat's lower digestive tract? Who gives a pink opossum duodenum? Who gives a swollen maggot colon? Not I, not I, not I, my friend, not I.
Very nice, David.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, you know what time it is, kids?
What time is it, chick?
Stupid world record.
I've said this many times, but I've never meant it more. Get a load of this.
Uh-oh.
A man in Iran has broken the Guinness World Record for the most spoons balanced on the body. You heard me. Mr. Abolfazi Sabir Mokhtari.
Waka waka.
Ha! Earned the title after managing to balance 85 spoons on his shoulders, back, and chest.
How?
I don't know.
85 spoons? What?
Here's a photograph.
Are they hanging off of him, Tom? Like,
they're sticking to him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And this guy...
It was just a greasy person.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, he's just 85. Someone's going to beat that.
He is not a very good-looking dude.
On first dates, the spoon on the nose, that's always a go-to.
And the thing is, they're not on his nose. They're on his back and chest. He's this really ugly guy.
Of course he is.
Got spoons on him.
He is not attractive.
Spoon Man! Little Soundgarden for that
spoon
ass?
Spoon!
Yeah. Is that what that song is about? Is that
this? It's about this gentleman here?
I thought it was a heroin thing.
What's that song from Spoon? They had a good song.
Oh, yeah. Underdog is really good.
The old Woody Allen joke. He's got a junkie friend who's getting married. So he's getting him silver for the wedding gift. All spoons. Oh, that's a classic.
I thought Woody Allen wasn't a spoon joke. It was a sippy cup joke.
Oh!
The 50-year-old...
Cursory glance at that. It'll show he's innocent.
A successful attempt beats the previous record of 64. Oh, he shattered.
Chidubi.
The old record. According to Mokhtari, there are no limits...
The groupies.
To what?
Yeah, what are they called?
A spoon tangers.
spoon tang. It goes over.
No.
Spoon tanger.
He says there's no limits to what he can stick onto his body. Go ahead and
anything he says.
That's what he says. No limits.
Hey, look at this.
He's covered in glue.
Actually, he says, he continues, anything. I mean it. any object, anything that has a surface, I can stick to my body. Well, he must be like slimy or slimy or greasy.
He's got some
or
kind of glue skin.
Yeah, this is, do they make them bathe before the stupid record?
I don't know.
Is he covered in like some sort of trail of saliva or something?
Yeah.
Maybe he's glue.
Really a little sweaty. Just a little bit sweaty.
This guy looks like one of those really out of shape wrestlers from the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those guys?
The out of shape strong men.
You know, the guy that moves refrigerators during the week and then he's real flabby then he gets up there.
Yes, yes.
No, they go, it's Bamboozle, the wrestling maniac. I'm from Iraq.
Somebody has to write this down. I want to be Bamboozle. He believes the secret to his unique ability is being able to transfer energy from his body into the object.
Ice. Now we get
I was a psycho. Okay.
No, he's psychic.
There you go. And in any event, it's nice to have some news out of Iraq that is pleasant. Right, or Iran.
I'm sorry. World record.
Another one.
Oh, what do you got there, Chick?
We got a mic.
Hello.
Simply not good at radio.
We got another one.
I was about to say the power of prayer.
A family in Tennessee believes their pet pig might be the oldest in the world. WBIR, Hot Hits, reports that Hunt family's pig called Snort. Well, that's adorable. It's 24 years old.
I'm thinking, lucky it wasn't a cat.
The Hunt family cat?
Hunt, yeah, that boy had to be. That's a tongue twister for the folks at WBIR.
Hunt family cat.
I know you said the Hunt family cat, but that's not what I heard.
Boy, I don't even get that.
Well, I'll explain it to you.
Because your words are funny.
Every now and then.
And when you transpose letters.
Look in the sand mirror.
Snort, they say, is 24 years old, making him older than the world record of 23. The family has since sent an application to Guinness. So this isn't even a real world record. We're looking forward to
this. Is it a pot-bellied pig? Is it one of those?
The only evidence they have, photographs taken over the last two decades. Carla Hunt.
Is that right?
If we could prove it, we
as they call her, Z Hunt.
She loved that show.
The former oldest living pig, Baby Jane, passed away last year and was a little stringy, but delicious nonetheless.
Apparently, these pigs are great. Are great pets.
They're so intelligent.
Have you seen Pig? Nicolas Cage, Pig. Amazing movie.
Yes. Easily one of the best of last year.
Absolutely.
We got Nicolas Cage news coming up. And Greg Hahn, do you know what this is?
Sounds intriguing. I'm anxious.
It's the theme from Sea Hunt.
Yeah.
Starring Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah.
He's still intrigued.
None of us know the show.
There is no depth to your
minutia. Would you cast Greg Hahn as Lloyd Bridges?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this a movie?
Do you know Jeff Bridges, the great actor?
I've heard the name before.
How about Bo Bridges, the mediocre actor?
His dad, Lloyd Bridges. Actually, Lloyd Bridges, you'll all know from Airplane.
Sure.
He's the guy that's trying to quit coffee and then picked the wrong day to quit taking amphetamine. That was this great show, Sea Hunt.
Yeah.
SEA.
It was a show.
TV show.
Not a movie?
Was it in color?
First of all, let me say that I applaud your effort. You're trying to be interested. I appreciate it. What is it? Sea Hunt?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Okay, I'll show you why I should do this, Greg. For example, got this great letter from David. He says, everyday listener for years. I understand and I've heard Tom make many dated references. Lately, he's made a reference that he's been catching some flack over. I am 25 years of age. I do emergency roadside service. I get a lot of windshield time driving all over Western Kentucky. To pass the time, I like to listen to the old Dragnet radio show.
All right. That was a great show.
Don't you love that music? How do you beat that? So he goes, keep up the obscure references. Well, thank you, David. How kind of you, and be careful of
it. Oh, there's one.
I like when they busted junkies on that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they sure was.
Sure. A lot of fun.
Oh, hippies.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah, Jack Webb hated hippies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So he'd sit there smoking his filter of the cigarettes, condemning them for rolling up a little bit of Mother Nature, right?
What do you think he said? Get a haircut, buy a suit? What do you? Is that?
What was Harry Morgan's name in that?
Officer Bill Gannon.
Yeah,
Bill
good.
Gannon?
Yeah, it was Joe Friday.
And he wasn't the original partner on
Dragnet. He wasn't?
Dragnet. There
That's
was an
correct.
Even older guy. Yeah, I forget his name.
My name's Friday. I'm a cop. He was very tough. Not reasonable in any way at all.
No, kind of like
yeah. just sort of a fascist.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. I think I'm understanding your affinity for Mr. Webb here.
Yeah, when he said fascist badass. Yeah,
fascist. Yeah, okay.
He's wearing the highway. Anyway.
Coming up, we're going to get a song out of Duke Tomato and the Power Trio in just a couple minutes. But first, what do you got over there?
That's it. I'm out of here.
Oh, that was sports?
Yeah, it's been an hour and a half. What do you want?
An hour.
Oh, the rabbit in red. The rabbit in red.
Thank you.
Is that Josh? That's Bugs Bunny.
Shoo-in coming up later this morning.
Greg Hahn. It's great to see you, Greg. Now, are you still a single man?
Oh, yeah, I'm single.
Did you break up with your girlfriend? How'd that go?
What joke is that?
Now, when you tend to break up with a girl, do you do it in face-to-face?
Oh, you know what I do? I text him.
Atta boy.
Yeah, 8 years. Good run. I'm out. Send block. I give her the John Wick excommunicado.
That's right.
Sorry, Tom. I just needed a few more words. I'm over here admiring Christy's beautiful little eyebrows.
Yeah, aren't they nice?
I love a girl with eyebrows.
Really? Yeah, sure.
That's what I say about my women. As long as her eyebrows number a total of two. I like normal eyebrows. I don't like eyebrows that talk to you. I don't like eyebrows that say things. You know, like little skinny eyebrows that say, "Hi, see you in court." I don't need that. The big checkmark eyebrows. "Hi, electroshock therapy didn't make a dent." You know? When they shave off their eyebrows, "Hi, I'm from the future." I don't need it. Christy's are perfect.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yep. Greg Hahn is our guest. That's great, Greg.
Hey, good for you.
Way to go, Greg.
Get a job.
Way to go.
What am I going to do? Go on TV? Go on America's Got Talent? Lose to the kid with rickets? I'm on the road.
You're out there working. You're with the people.
That's right.
Well, we're going to move over to Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Christy?
Scientists have discovered an object that has been emitting bursts of energy every 20 minutes.
Well, what the hell is this?
According to USA Today, Josh, the object, which is around 4,000 light years away, was first discovered in 2018 using a telescope in the outback of Western Australia.
Sure it was.
Scientists noted that a burst of sound occurs for 1 minute every 20 minutes before disappearing for some time and then repeating the cycle.
We have the audio.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just...
Man, Josh is on fire.
Wait, thank you, Greg.
So it makes a sound and then repeats every 20 minutes.
Yep.
But then it goes away for a long time? Is that what you
every
said?
Every 20 minutes.
But
repeats the cycle.
20 seconds.
I mean, the fact that it's a measured sound would suggest perhaps there's some intelligence behind it.
Right.
It could be the morning show from... whatever.
Hey, you're listening to Blitzer and Grabs.
Uh-huh. Traffic on the tens.
The study's lead author, Natasha Hurley Walker, said it's kind of spooky for an astronomer because there's nothing known in the sky that does that.
Oh, my God.
You don't think this is exciting stuff?
What's that music
from? Yeah, I think
from?
It's cool. Is this Lost in Space? Oh. What is this? Yeah.
The Outer Limits. I don't know.
Some spooky...
What else does Natasha say? Does she say how Boris is? Does she hear from Boris?
I don't know.
Okay.
Moose and Scatter.
She carries that little bomb with her everywhere she goes. Researchers speculate it might be a slowly spinning neutron star or a dying star, though.
Or another civilization out
Could
there.
Could be. You're the one. You don't believe in aliens.
Planets,
why are you saying
are balls
that?
Or space farts.
But do you guys believe in this?
you're going to triple down on that, aren't you?
You don't believe any of this. Why are you being so enthusiastic about it at this point?
I think it's kind of cool.
Does Pat have a song about
it? No.
Is that what you're trying to feed me?
I think it might be. It's emitting every 20 minutes.
Well, for 1 minute, every 20 minutes, yes.
Sounds I'm a like, space sound.
Only I know that it's every 20 minutes is Josh's ass during our breaks.
I'm a space sound.
On a good day, it's every 20 minutes.
A crop duster.
I'm a gaseous man.
So you were pretty much right on with that sound effect.
Oh, yes.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Farty, fart, fart.
What if it's Morse code? What if they figure
it
out?
It isn't.
It's not
what
Morse code.
What if they figure out years from now it's going... Hello, Elon Musk. Hello.
It's not Morse code. We're waiting for you. We could tell if it was Morse code already.
Speaking of that,
the sound.
Experts are saying a SpaceX rocket is expected to hit the moon in a matter of weeks.
Ah, terrific.
According to Gizmodo, the Falcon 9 second stage rocket.
That Falcon 9.
Has been tumbling uncontrollably in space since 2015. Bill Gray, creator of Project Pluto, said the spent rocket stage is due to hit somewhere near the lunar equator on March 4th.
Oh, I'm spent.
The impending crash poses no threat to life or equipment, and at most it will produce a new lunar impact crater.
I wonder how the lunar news is a joking story. My God! Chaos and horror headed right to downtown moon.
Put down your cheese. Put down your cheese.
It's likely the first time a piece of space junk will unintentionally reach the moon, so you're right.
Once again, we have to receive the horrible, selfish Earthling's ass up here.
Will this affect the lunar cheese production?
It really could, yeah. Okay. Or it'll break through down into the Nazi underground camp.
The moon's hollow. Very, very hollow.
Okay.
So hollow.
Does this somehow involve crypto or Teslas or anything cool? Okay.
Hudsonville Ice Cream collaborating with Little Debbie. Boy, this is an
Everybody
idea that's been waiting in the wings.
Shut up.
To create seven snack cake-inspired flavors.
Yes, please. I haven't had any, and I want more.
The ice cream
flavors.
Sounds
like Josh is going to lose a foot.
That's right. I was just one ice cream snack cake hybrid away from losing a foot to the Beaties.
We can't just enjoy a sweet, nice new ice cream. We're going to eat ourselves into diabetic comas and pass away.
And amputations. Exactly.
I think, can they really still call it Little Debbie? Maybe it's time for Big Debbie.
That's not a bad idea.
Why doesn't it be delicious?
Because they do make the bigger size ice or oatmeal cream pies.
Little Debbie come out with the Big Debbie edition. Yeah,
it would have to be Little Debbie. You got to keep the brand. Thank you.
Well, I think Debbie's the backbone of the whole thing. Big or little, I think people would flock to.
She had to have grown up.
They don't want to remind people that eating nothing but ice cream.
They're menopause by now.
Debbie has to be hot.
She's dumpy
right?
Debbie. Right?
Bitchy Debbie. Christy. Whose side are you on here?
The ice cream flavors include oatmeal cream pies, cosmic brownies.
Christy's new Menzies.
What?
Sort of a strawberry swirl. That's a look in the past.
Man, yeah, that would be a miracle.
I remember really enjoying Jelly Rolls when I was a kid.
Sure.
Yeah. And I don't really like them now. Back to you, Christy.
The Nutty Bars were always my favorite.
That actually might be a pretty good show.
What?
Well, you could do, for example, records you loved that now you are embarrassed that you like.
Yeah, movies, all that stuff.
Movies, food.
Hmm. Okay.
Can you eat? Have you tried eating cotton candy as an adult?
Oh, God.
Impossible.
Yes. It's not easy.
Delicious. You're still on. You're still on. Oh, it's great.
Really? Well, with the women you date,
Right. They love the cotton candy.
Yes, I can win you a prize. Just eat your candy.
Here's Greg on the phone. No, don't worry. I can make a fake ID for you, sweetie.
Ice cream flavors include oatmeal cream pies, cosmic brownies, zebra cakes, honey buns, strawberry shortcake rolls, Swiss rolls, and my favorite, the Nutty Bar.
I'm a very loyal Hostess person, so I'm
ever since they made them smaller, I'm done.
I like them.
It's a zebra cake, not a zebra cake?
It's a zebra cake.
We say zebra because we're in love with the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Zebra cake.
They say zebra?
Yes, they do say zebra.
I said I did that for Chick.
Okay, you're welcome.
The ice cream company said that.
Shouldn't they be called Little Zebbies?
That sounds like a space alien.
I am Little Zebby. Yep,
Little Debbie.
Do you want to work on your sugar? The new Little Debbie
sugar.
Ice cream.
I'll work on my sugar.
I'd like to work on you, sugar.
Will be available for $2.50 per pint at Walmart stores starting on February 1st.
Nothing says depression like a full pint of Swiss cake rolls.
Are you kidding me? Sounds like heaven.
What do you give me? What do you give me?
Nutty bars.
If I go to a local Walmart and stand outside the doors and wait for the Little Debbie ice cream to be delivered.
Oh, get you a pup tent?
Yes. Camp out.
Oh, the news stations will show up. Oh.
Yes.
Well, I'm waiting for the Little Debbie ice cream.
You've always wanted to be local man, haven't you?
Yes, local man can't wait for Little Debbie ice cream. Yes, I love that headline.
So what this is they're taking two things and combining them.
Two great things, yes.
That taste great together.
I mean, they've done it with Girl Scout cookies. We've all had Girl Scout cookie ice cream.
Stoners have been doing stuff like this forever.
Right.
Sure.
But this is all ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's delicious.
Thank you.
But it's ice cream with cake in it.
Thank you, Greg.
Oh, it's got cake in it? Or just tastes like cake?
When you have a snack cake, Greg, what do you reach for? You're in the hostess aisle, the Little Debbie aisle.
Any of them. All good. All great. I like those little donuts that wreck the whole car.
They're the best.
And you get them right up on.
Yeah.
Powdered ones.
All over the steering wheel.
Powdered donuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're covered in it. The car's covered in it.
They,
yeah,
they
pull you over.
They pull you over. Hey, Escobar, where are you headed?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.